Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized pictures. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Let's do it.
Aye, laddies.
Hurrah!
Okay.
So it's very purple. It's got some light blue at the top.
I was going to say light blue on top left to middle.
And then there's definitely some kind of element in the middle that is in contrast, because there's already some whites and cream colors in the center.
I think there's a lot more dark in this one than last week.
There's
definitely
a lot
feels
more
darker.
Purple and pink and
there's only a little purple and pink on the bottom.
And
well,
with
actually,
a little
some
black.
Dark
My purple. Guess is that yeah, title possibly. Is in blue. Because the blue seems very contrasting, doesn't it? Or is that just me?
It does. It does. But it also seems like it's up the side, up the left-hand side of the thing. Yeah. Like, I would feel the title would be not necessarily centered in the top, but like to the top and side. It wouldn't be like down the side.
Mm-hmm. Last week it was in the top left, though. So.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But there seems to be a unique band of colors also right in the center. That white, yellow, brown. Which you don't really see repeated. Maybe that's also a title, potentially.
I wouldn't be surprised if the title was the bottom right-hand corner as well. That, like, there's a little bit of pink and blue and green that's down there that's a little
Who
unique.
Who puts a title in the bottom right-hand corner?
We will find out.
Somebody that wants to be different, maybe.
Yeah.
I need more info.
Any initial guesses?
Let me see. I'm going to give you a guess, but I need more info.
I'm not even going to bother to guess on this one, because this is a little
I'm gonna go
abstract.
Dawn of the Dead, just because why not?
I'm going to a... student film of George Lucas, THX 1138.
Nobody's got it so far. Here's the second reveal.
Okay.
So it looks like that light blue is kind of extended a little bit, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
It almost looks like tentacles. Like,
could be hair. Could be like a hair with a weird light on top of it to give it a weird blue color.
I could see a face in the middle there. Like, that could be...
Yeah, more oranges and reds have popped up.
And the pinks and the oranges are in that bottom right corner.
Which makes me think credits, right?
Yeah, that could be.
And it's, it almost looks like a crown of blue. I see what you mean by there being a face in the middle, that we're closed in on someone.
I think I am more in the camp that the blue might be the title, Tom, because now instead of going like kind of up and to the right, it now kind of like almost looks like it banners across, like it's more consistent.
Yeah.
So it could be the title, but on an angle.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm gonna have a guess. Shall I have a guess?
Let's.
I'm gonna say Englishman who came up a hill and who went up a hill and came down a mountain. Just because I think the title is by the sky, which is blue on blue in the upper left, and then I could see a face, and Hugh Grant's face kind of dominates that poster. So maybe that's it.
It definitely feels like Invading Modernity.
Which is yes. Well,
any other guesses?
Just to put one out there, Interstellar 2014.
I would definitely go Shrek. Lots of
we've definitely done Shrek.
Tom, please tell me we've done it.
There's zero green in this picture, so I'm going Shrek.
There's some dark green there. Actually, a lot of dark green if you really look.
No luck so far. We're going to the third reveal.
Oh,
this is...
I think I...
Goodness. God, I want... This looks...
Are those like red eyes?
Boy.
This looks so old, like an old school poster, I feel.
It looks as if there's two people in it, if you can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're wearing black. I'm gonna take a guess at this. I don't, you know what? I don't know if you've watched that movie though.
Do you guys want the third reveal?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Before the guesses, Chris is right. There are indeed two people in this movie poster.
Oh, I have a guess.
Go ahead, Tom. What do you think?
I'm going to say Sunrise.
Incorrect.
Ah, Mother.
All right. So to me, it looks like the two people are kind of center in the poster, and it looks like they're both wearing black. And I don't know that you guys have watched this movie or not, but the only poster that I can think of with two people with light skin complexion that are wearing black on the poster is Grease. So I'm going to guess Grease.
We definitely didn't watched that movie.
So that means it's not Grease.
There's probably much better guesses, but I do know that there were two people on this movie poster. So I'm going to say Passengers from 2016.
Incorrect. We're moving on to the fourth reveal.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I also got it.
I have no freaking idea.
Okay. The Reds lead into a logo. Chris, are we on the same page?
Correct. Yes. Oh, the blue stuff is actually clouds.
Huh. I have no idea. Clouds, a logo.
There was a sequel to this movie this past summer.
That just came out.
Oh, okay.
So I think... I don't know what happens, but I'm pretty sure Chris and I both know this film.
I'll
say the first letter, first name, and you say the second.
I'm going to guess because I have no idea. I'm going to guess Top Gun because I don't know.
That's the answer.
Congratulate Tom for
the answer. It was clearly
definitely
Top Gun.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tom. Congratulations,
Tom. You're so brave.
Really taking chances there, Tom.
What
creative, creative.
I said, can you fill in the second word after top? Okay.
Spin, top spin. It's definitely top spin.
So, congratulations to Nick and Chris being able to identify this movie poster just before Tom. Trust me, audience, you could see it on their faces. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.
You know what it was? It was the definition of the box. It was the definition of the rectangle that they're in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That I remembered from and the red in the title logo.
The red, right. The title got it for me. That's yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Again, so brave.
Well done, Tom. Well done.